KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a partly cloudy sky. It's 20 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy here today with a high near 50. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. Well, topping the news this hour, Omaha television station WOWT reports authorities in Harrison County, Iowa, have brought in a Denison dive team to assist with a submerged truck, possibly in the Boyer River. The Harrison County Sheriff's Office told the station the vehicle is in the water near Hallett Materials and Highway 30 southwest of Dunlop. The Boyer runs past that location. It is not immediately or initially clear if anyone was in the vehicle, and the circumstances remain under investigation as authorities converge to pull the truck from the water. Early indications were that the vehicle went into the water early Thursday morning, this morning that is. Police in Red Oak arrested a 16-year-old male from Newmarket on a drug charge early this morning. The unidentified teen was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia, a simple misdemeanor, and subsequently released to the custody of his parent or parents. His arrest took place a little after 3 a.m. today in the vicinity of North 3rd and Oak Streets in Red Oak. Creston police last week received reports from citizens about an incident of vandalism and theft. On January 18th, a resident of the 300 block of North Vine reported that at around 6:15 p.m. on that date, someone threw rocks at the window of his home, causing the window to break. The damage was estimated at $100. And on January 19th, a resident of the 500 block of North Pine in Creston reported to police that sometime between November 24th and January 19th, someone cut two locks off his storage unit at 301 Industrial Parkway and took a wooden box. The box contained several old coins, miscellaneous craftsman tools, a magnetone guitar amplifier, a WWE ring, some George Jones and Superman memorabilia. The loss there estimated at $435. Ottawa Police Chief Matt Starmer said yesterday that on January the 18th, 45-year-old Patrick James Jensen of Ottawa was arrested for theft in the fifth degree. Jensen appeared before the magistrate on Monday and pled guilty to the charges. He was fined a little more than $272. A traffic stop on a pickup with a headlight out Tuesday evening in Pottawatomie County resulted in the arrest of a man on drug charges. Sheriff's officials say 52-year-old Russell Delbert Root of Crescent was taken into custody at 15th and Big Lake Road for driving while barred, possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, first offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. 2 grams of meth were found on Root, along with a meth pipe. He was transported to the Pott County Jail and booked in. The Page County Sheriff's Office is investigating a burglary and theft that took place at a rural property between Clarinda and Brattyville. The property owners told authorities that sometime between January 19th and 23rd, a person or persons unknown broke into a building at their property and took several items, including a 2016 Black Hall 14-foot bumper hitch dump trailer, a 2016 purple and white Yamaha 700cc Raptor ATV with Nerf bars, a steel MS-180C chainsaw, 2 DeWalt 18-volt drills, an impact driver, and a grinder. A Crime Stoppers reward is being offered for information leading to the indictment of the person or persons responsible for the burglary and theft. If you have any information, contact the Page County Sheriff's Office at 712-542-5193 or your local law enforcement agency, and they can relay that information. Page County Sheriff's Office yesterday said that 3 recent arrests and 1 accident had taken place. Sheriff Lyle Palmer says that at around 1 a.m. Tuesday, deputies at the Sheriff's Office in Page County initiated a traffic stop on Highway 71 near the intersection of 290th Street, where a Pontiac Grand Prix was pulled over for a traffic violation. The scene is approximately 3 miles north of Brattyville. During the investigation, it was discovered 20-year-old Aaron Craig Whitehill of Clarinda was driving the vehicle with a suspended or revoked driver's license. Whitehill was brought to the Page County Jail and later released on just over $566 bond pending future court proceedings. And at around 3 p.m. Tuesday, Page County deputies arrested 18-year-old Melissa Jean Wickman of Villisca. She was taken into custody of the Pottawatomie County Jail on a Page County warrant for probation violation. Wickman was transported to the Page County Jail and held in a $1,000 cash-only bond. And at around 7 p.m. Monday, deputies from Page County arrested at his residence 36-year-old Jonathan Lynn Gray of Shenandoah. Gray was taken into custody on a Page County warrant for failure to appear for arraignment on original charges of gathering where controlled substances are used and possession of a controlled substance, second offense. He was transported to the Page County Jail and held on a $5,000 bond. Sheriff Palmer says also that an accident that occurred around 4:20 p.m. Sunday, about 6 miles north, rather west of Clarinda on Highway 2 near K Avenue, And an investigation determined that 20-year-old Tyler William Wilson of Clarinda was driving a 2012 Chevy Impala eastbound on Highway 2 and approaching a bridge when, for unknown reasons, the vehicle drifted to the south side of the road and struck the guardrail of the bridge approach. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $6,500. The guardrail sustained $4,500 damage. Neither Wilson nor his passenger, 18-year-old Selena Marie Lopez of Clarinda, were injured in the accident. Wilson was issued citations for no valid insurance, accident-related, no driver's license, and a failure to maintain control. Officials of the Audubon State Bank are warning businesses in the area to be on the lookout for fake U.S. currency that has some distinctive features that will indicate the cash is fake. The bills have been appearing more frequently in the Midwest. The counterfeit large denomination bills may have Chinese and or Cyrillic writing printed on the front of the notes. The counterfeit also has no watermark or security thread when it's held up to the light. If anyone attempts to pass one of the counterfeit notes, you should obtain as much information about the person as possible and contact your local police department. Now, by the way, you can see a PDF link under this same story on the news page to see what those bills look like and give you a better idea what to look for. The Cass County Board of Supervisors yesterday held discussion for about an hour with a full crowd in attendance with regard to a proposed ATV and UTV ordinance. The purpose of the ordinance is to set the regulations regarding the operation of all-terrain vehicles and or off-road utility vehicles on county roadways designated by the Cass County Board of Supervisors. It would not change the current agricultural exemption. Those in attendance at the meeting Wednesday morning were in favor of the ordinance, which would allow persons not strictly in the business of farming to use county roads and to access those roads by crossing a state highway as necessary. Keep in mind, it is still illegal to drive ATVs and UTVs on a state highway as a main route of transportation. The ordinance does not cover the use of machines within a city unless it's allowed by local ordinance, and there are still two more public hearings to be held on the matter. The next takes place January 31st at 8:35 a.m. The final vote happens after the third reading on February 7th. The supervisors each urged their constituents in their respective districts to call them and voice their opinions on the issue. Supervisors Steve Green and Frank Waters expressed some concerns that their constituents have made known to them, and those are generally with regard to safety.
Their safety was their big concern, especially during the spring planting season and the harvest season when they got the heavy equipment moving all the time. Most of them said, well, I can't be there in the morning. I've got to do this and this and this. The other input I had, like I say, was the straddle types being less safe. Maybe they're not. I don't know.
And he said it's the rural residents who are concerned with the machines being seen when they're operating their combines and big machines during the harvest seasons.
Primarily people that live out in the country, and they're worried about the spring and fall safety when they're running the big equipment and, you know, it's dangerous as it is. They're worried about just having more small vehicles
run around. Is this the people that own the big equipment?
Yes.
Okay, their big equipment is dangerous.
They totally understand that. They're not trying to be anti-ATV. They're worried about their liability. And
I have a tow hitch behind every vehicle, every farm piece of equipment I have. And I tow my four-wheeler to the field so I have a ride back to get the next piece. Far as I'm concerned, if the farmers that are complaining about that are, I think, ignorant of what's going to happen.
I don't think they're complaining. They're worried. And I respect their opinions also.
Amendments to the existing or draft ordinance that were made following the first public hearing was to strike the wording in Section 3 with regard to operation on roadways. The amendment would allow ATVs and UTVs to operate on county roads at a rate of speed greater than reasonable or proper. The current version sets at a 35-mile-per-hour speed limit. Another amendment would stipulate that an ATV-UTV operator must be 16 years of age or greater and have a valid safety certificate. A copy of the proposed ordinance to be established is available for inspection in the office of the Cass County Auditor and on the Cass County website. Taking a look at other news from around the state of Iowa, sheriff's officials in northern Iowa's Humboldt County say La Vista, Nebraska man was arrested Tuesday on a felony kidnapping charge after authorities received a report that at around 2:36 a.m. Tuesday about the alleged abduction of a young woman from Fremont, Nebraska. 36-year-old Valentine Velez was being held in the Humboldt County Jail, and if convicted, he faces up to 10 years in jail. Authorities say the woman had used social media to contact friends and family. Deputies from Humboldt and Wright counties were able to locate her at a residence in Renwick. Authorities say the young lady was able to escape the residence and taken by ambulance to the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital, where she was released. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office was assisted in its investigation by the Humboldt County Attorney's Office, Iowa DCI, Wright County Sheriff's Office, Iowa State Patrol, Iowa Department of Narcotics Enforcement, and the Renwick Ambulance Service. The news was brought to you this hour by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.